Hey guys, and welcome to What the Fuck's Up podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin Kelly.
I'm Nina.
Nina. Do less. I love it.
We did just finish
like two recordings. We're kind of bulking up on the recordings before I go to Italy, which, guys, I just want to give you a quick update.
Thank God.
Against all the fucking odds, I'm going to Capri this summer. So
praise.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We were all praying.
I'd like to thank the Academy. And my friend Jen, who is the reason I'm going on it, not to be confused with Jenny, who is who I was originally meant to go with, and that didn't work. But we out here, so we'll see. This intro might be used next
week. We don't even know
it
when
might
it's
be
gonna
used
be
in
used.
2 weeks. This might be old news, y'all. We'll see.
The way you'll judge it is Kim K and Pete Davidson broke up over the weekend. So whenever you hear this, if you're like, that's fucking old news, that's when we recorded it. So
yeah, wait, so let's actually talk about that quickly. Yeah. Important things. What are our feelings?
Okay, so like, hear me out. I think I would have freaked out, but A, it wasn't that shocking.
Not shocking at all.
I would like to know the details.
Yeah, like,
which
ASAP
I'm
Rocky.
Sure will come out.
I mean, it'll come out, but it's annoying because like, this is the issue with the Kardashians, is that everything is too quick and out there now with social media.
Yeah.
So the idea of their lives being like on their reality show doesn't like totally work, because by the time it's like airing, it's so old news.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really care as much. Like, it's interesting to see, for sure. Like, it was interesting to see her talk about like, yeah, I am dating Pete, but by the time it came out on the show, it was like we all fucking knew they were dating.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that was the announcement. But yeah, I mean, I'd definitely be interested to know too, but it sounds like from what I've seen, it's just like long distance on set, him being kind of like younger and immature, which all sounds unsurprising.
Which that'd be dating comedians. No offense to all my comedians. There's a select few that I actually can totally vouch for of my guy friends in comedy that are very mature. And then there's
the
some that are not.
And then there's the rest of them. But yeah, I mean, they grew on me. I'll say that. Like, when
I first
saw
them,
when I found out,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in my apartment and I saw the picture of them like on the ride together. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like when they like went to like Six Flags
or something.
And I was like, in what world? I was actually just like, I was kind of like, this is a pull for Kim. I know that sounds
weird.
Oh, no,
I mean, do you remember where you were when you found out over the weekend?
Oh, when they broke up.
Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those moments for some people.
Yeah, I was walking to meet my friend for dinner, and it came up, and I Instagram storied it, like, immediately, and then texted you immediately.
Yep.
So where were you? You were at your friend's engagement?
I was at Jacqueline's engagement party. Jacqueline and Joseph, congrats to the happy couple. They've been dating for like 10 years. It's like one of my best friends. And I did tell them they were like coming off the high of their own engagement.
And you're like, there's been a breakup.
And I was like, oh my God, Kim K and Pete broke up. And they literally looked at me. Joseph really didn't care. Jacqueline was like, Nina. And I was like, I'm sorry. I've got to say.
It's like somebody like getting proposed to at a wedding vibes. Like,
no, I literally was like, that did become. I was also just, it's like high emotions. Also for context, this was the wedding that I went to in June, which you guys are like, you go to 100 weddings. The wedding I went to in June, Caroline is Jacqueline's sister. So shout out to them too. But basically, you know when you're just like pumped about so many different things that you kind of word vomit?
Yeah.
Like, I was so pumped about this engagement that like it felt like the right time to tell everyone that Kim K and Pete broke up.
And it was in fact not.
It was the wrong time.
It was the wrong time. Yeah, I love that. Well, okay, should I go and then you go?
I was going to say, Caitlin, what'd you do over the weekend? You guys, she lost all her things.
Yeah, oh my God, guys.
I don't know any of the context. I just know she lost all of her belongings.
I'm so annoyed at myself. It's not great. Like, of course, right before I travel for the first time in over 2 years, I lose my wallet. yay to me. At least it wasn't my passport. Oh, God.
If you had been out with your passport, I would have had so many questions.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, now I'm going to have to be for a second, but...
for Thursday.
Yeah, for all the times. No, I'm kidding. But basically on Friday, I met up with Antonia and... Well, first I went to dinner with my friend Sai. Shout out, Sai. We lasted through the... the divorce. It's like a joke, but like my breakup that I met him through. Shout out to my ex. You Shout really out to my are ex. The best. I know.
Such a good song.
It is a good song. So Sai and I were at dinner, and then which oh my god, wait, this is a story. This is gonna end up being kind of a long intro, but whatever. This is a fucking funny story. And I feel like I'll run this by Sai, but I feel like he just won't care that I tell it. So we were serving real dinner theater at dinner. We were at Bond Street, which I just turned, like I was basically today's years old when I realized Bond Street is called Bond Street, like the restaurant, the Asian restaurant.
Yeah.
For anyone living in New York, I was fully convinced it was Bonds. Like I thought it was Bonds. What? Yeah, because it's all one word. There's
Caitlin.
No. Okay, but they don't. They could have put a space.
There is a space.
No, there's not.
What, like on the sign on the door?
Yeah. And like when you open table it, it's bounced.
And you've been walking on Bond Street and never crossed your mind that it's Bond Street?
Well, the restaurant, I thought that it was like a vibey thing.
Oh, God.
To be fair, I'm... fully throwing him under the bus, but I'm pretty sure my friend Justin, shout out Justin, who had his birthday there a year or two ago, said it was at Bonst, but maybe he just texted it. Who's to say?
Literally not over this.
Anyway, you know, you learn and you grow every day. But we're at Bond Street, and
as if that's an insane way.
It is. It's like, what? Who's to say I'm not just like on the street with this happening? We're in the restaurant, and this is just like, this whole situation is so funny. So Sai and I hadn't seen each other for a bit since the breakup. And then like maybe 2 weeks ago now-ish, we saw each other, got dinner, caught up, whatever. It was lovely. And Sai, for people who don't know him, go follow him on TikTok after this. Sai Kiefer is his name. But he is basically TikTok famous for talking about like these ridiculous situations he has with dating. So of course when we're catching up, I'm like, okay, what's the latest on dating? And Sai is gay, technically. That is how he identifies. Yes. Okay. So he's going through, he's like, yeah, the guy, I don't know if you saw my TikTok, but the guy who I found out has a wife and was moving to Florida, is like, he came to visit. And of course I picked him up. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I got him from the airport. He's like, and then this happened. And then this other guy. And then he goes, he's like, and then there's this whole other thing where, you know, like I was hooking up with my coworker, but it got really dramatic and I ended up having to block her. And I'm like,
her?
Pardon? Her? And we're dying of laughter. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what glitch there was in the algorithm, but that is my life. But oh, yeah. Boy. So so I learned this at the first dinner. Fast forward to Bond Street Dinner Theater. We're talking, and like I know that he's had his like office party where he saw her. And I'm like, how'd that go? And he's like, yeah, we were talking, blah blah blah, and we like kind of smooth things out, but not totally. Also guys, Sai is going to be a guest on the podcast, so don't worry. And he's just like talking about that, and he's like, but then like I kind of had tried to draw these boundaries, and she's calling me the next day like over and over, and I'm just like ignoring the calls. And then her friend reaches out and is like, you have to give her a call. And he's like, why? And she's like, you have to call her. He calls her. She's pregnant.
I literally was going to guess that. Holy shit.
My face dropped to the extent that the two tables next to us, I didn't even make a sound. The two tables next to us go, what happened? Like, it was like we caused a scene without even being loud. It was just like that. Like, my face is very, for people who don't know me, like, expressive. No, but then this, so of course he tells in that shocking manner because he is a theatrical person. But it wasn't his. It was like another guy she was hooking up with. But of course she expects him to, like, I don't know, like, make her feel better about it. And he's like, he was killing me. Like, I was dying with laughter. First of all, I was, I don't know, who knows.
That's political.
But first of all, I was like, thank God you are not bringing a child into the world right now because you are so not ready. Like, cannot stress enough how not ready he is for that step of his life. And then secondly, I was like, I just like, this whole situation is so insane. How did you get here? Like, he's, I understand sexuality is on a spectrum, but he's not someone who I ever saw this for.
Wow.
And he's like, Caitlin, nothing like has ever convinced me more than this past week that I do not like women. He's like, so this is all to say that
men are going gay.
Original story. Yeah, situation. he's like, I feel like every time I tell this story, I'm coming out again, but like the opposite. but he, so he goes, like, we have dinner, we got a drink, which is where this thing happened. And then he goes to meet up with like a random hookup that he has hooked up with before, who's like in town. And I was like, yes, you need this. And he's like, Caitlin, this is me getting back to my roots. He's like, this is me reminding myself what I look for in a partner. And it is not a vagina.
Amen.
But while we were getting drinks, we went to Temple Bar for drinks.
Oh,
and
so good.
I met this guy and we're going on a date on Wednesday.
Wait, what the fuck?
I know. Isn't that crazy? But the crazier part of this story.
What does he look like? Tall,
no,
dark.
I don't want to jinx it. He's cute.
I can't even
he's
know
really
what he
cute.
Looks
he's
like.
He's like preppy, really pretty green eyes.
Okay, is he tall?
Yeah.
Hot?
Yeah.
Sounds like a tall version of me, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck off. He's Nina. No.
We all know her type.
But
I'm totally kidding.
What was I going to say?
That's not her type.
You totally fucked with my train of thought. But he, yeah, we were just date. Talking. I like God's number and whatever. We're going on a date. Oh, but the crazier thing about this story is that I was with my friend Francis on Sunday and I was like, I want to like be able to stalk him. So being the female I am, as we're all detectives, I take his phone number, his first name, and the place he's from and put it into the interweb.
Oh, yeah.
And immediately it pops up.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't always work.
Yeah. If you got a phone number, though, it can work really well with Facebook.
It didn't. It wasn't even Facebook. It was like, I forgot what it was, but yeah, I found everything. Web. And this is what's tough.
I hope he found the podcast and is listening right now.
Yeah, we're going to hope not. But if so, I'm going to cut it. If it goes really well, I'm just like, I cut this whole thing. I'll at least cut this part. He has some really questionable Facebook photos. I'll just come out and
are
say
Are they
recent? No, they're old, but
yeah,
like, I'm telling you, like,
what guy
I sent them to Sai.
Facebook?
Let's just say this. I sent them to Sai, and he said, is he from Greenwich or is he gay? Is the new, is he from Europe or is he gay? Because some of these
very
photos
European.
Were just very.
Okay, but hear me out. I don't think I've ever.
I'm like going to get canceled for saying this, but sorry.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy. No offense, guys. Listen, at least you're all on the same page. I don't think I've ever seen a guy's Facebook page that I've been like, I really want to
wow,
show my
friends. Wow, I'm turned
this.
On now. Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Always like, no girl has ever been like, look at his Facebook. It's always like, hey, he's a lot hotter in person.
That's so true.
Here's his
but
Facebook.
It was a different vibe. Like, it was a, should I just show you for the live reaction?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's see. Actually, it's going to take too long. We'll follow up on it, but. Well,
no, do it.
Do it? Okay.
Yeah, just go to the go to the pictures you sent Sai. Do 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 do. All right, did you find it?
This is the one he sent me back after searching himself.
Is this him?
Yeah, that's like a good one.
Okay, yeah, he's fine. Also, that's from 2010.
It's Facebook. He probably has.
I know.
But what is this?
Guys, okay, let me just describe.
He looks European in that.
He does. He, looks
he doesn't look gay. He looks European. Wait. Also, 2010. I just, to put some things in perspective, in 2010.
Nina was a fetus.
Nina wasn't I was born. No, in 2010. What was I doing in 2010? Wasn't that when the world ended? Okay, 2010. No, I think that was 2011. No, it was 2012. But let's see, 2010. 2013 was the year that the seniors that were really cool were seniors in high school. So that was, they were juniors and I was sophomore.
This one's bad too.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. The picture she just showed you guys, he looks like he's backstage of like Fiddler.
Like he looks like he's in theater productions, yeah, like, and it's not
I
good.
Think he was just maybe a little like odd.
It's 2014, but it's not great.
Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to remember where I was in 2010.
Seniors
were cool in 2013. So year before that was 2012. Year before that was 20. I was in seventh grade.
Oh my God.
That man posted that picture and I was in seventh
grade.
Well,
he's older too, which, guys, how much are older? You so proud of me? He's like 35, I think.
Perfect. Great age.
Guys, look at me actually doing what I said I would do.
It's about to become a solo episode.
Very
of just
exciting.
Started, like,
I know. Literally me talking through. But yeah, and then that night, after Temple, we met up with Antonia and our former guest, Keenan. Listen to that episode if you haven't yet after this one.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny and some of those people. It was really fun. And I lost my wallet. But I wasn't that fucked up. I thought someone had stolen it because they had a table and I like left it, you know, like on the seat for the table. But I don't know. Who knows?
Rest in peace.
Oh, pray for me. Rest in peace. Hold a funeral for that wallet. It was purple. It wasn't that expensive, so whatever. Nina, how was your weekend? What did you want to tell me?
I just have some things to say. First of all, as I said before, congrats to the happy couple, Jacqueline and Joseph. I've had to keep that engagement a secret for a while, and it was kind of eating me alive. So really glad we got through that. I did have to like really risk it and say some things to her to like throw her off. Like I told her to paint her nails orange. Really glad she didn't do that. And then
why did you tell her to paint her nails orange?
Because I was like, it's definitely not happening this weekend. You should paint your nails orange.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I see. I was so confused. I was
really
like,
glad
what?
She didn't do that. And then also was like texting her right before, being like, yo, do you want to grab a drink? If she had said yes, I would have really ruined all of the plans. So congrats to them. Shout out to her sister Caroline, who was upset that I did not name her when I said I went to a wedding.
A loyal listener, we stan.
Yep. There's actually a really cute picture of the three of us from her wedding. But yeah, this weekend I was out with like friends, like high school, college, like all the things. New York friends, like everyone all mixed together. It was wonderful in North Carolina. And I will say, not to toot my own horn, but in North Carolina, I'm a solid 9. In New York, I'm a 3.
You are not a 3 in New York.
No, I'm a New York 3. I'm a North Carolina 9. I know my place and I love going home. So
so when are we having me visit again?
Yeah, come anytime.
You're definitely
no, but,
on New York 3.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Really depends on the day. But no, same. Really nice guys that I was talking to. There's one guy that I like have always kind of been flirty with that is probably going to be part of this wedding party. And I don't think he listens to this, but who was always lovely to flirt with him, was very interested, but I also was very tired. And then, so nothing happened. But then there was this other guy who was cute, and then he just became, like, kind of obsessed. And if he listens, which there's a little bit more of a chance of that.
Yeah, with the obsession part. This is a theme for Nina.
Well, it's funny. I get really mean when guys are, like, very
too
into me.
Yeah.
And he literally goes, you're so mean. And I was like, I'm sorry. But here's the thing.
He
was so cute. And then he, like, just got a little too, like text me the next morning. Like, we didn't hook up. When I say the next morning, I literally mean we left the bar. He texted me the next morning. And I was like, what? And I was, like, still waking
He's
up.
Pursuing
all
you.
No. It got too much to the point that my best guy friend, Patrick, shout out, Patrick, literally started laughing because this guy came up and like put his hand on my shoulder.
Oh my God.
And if anyone follows me, you know I don't like physical touch. I really don't. when it's unexpected. And this guy was just all about it, was trying to twirl me, all the things.
Ugh. I hate when guys try to, like, obviously it's cute if it happens naturally and you're like dancing, it's like fun and it's the vibe. But like, oh my God, I was like, hooking up with this Spanish guy for like a hot second. Ooh. And he was just trying to make me dance and salsa and like all this shit. And I was like, it's not, we're not doing that. We're not, no, I'm just trying to exist.
Yep.
Like, anyways.
Yeah, no, it just like ain't it. And he was like really sweet. And I've got this bad habit of like telling people
of doing this.
Yeah, I'm doing this because I put my band-aid right there. And I'm scared it's gonna fall out. Caitlin's like, that's disgusting.
We're cutting this.
I can't cut this. I cut my foot on an oyster.
Stop talking about it. Get to the point.
Okay. You guys, I'm also running on like 3 hours of sleep.
I'm hungry.
I'm starving. Okay, no, what I was gonna say. This is so chaotic.
It's okay. We have editor Caitlin.
Honestly,
Kelly.
People want some chaotic energy here.
Yeah.
Here and there.
I just did what I told you not to do.
I know. I also have a bruise on my rib cage from hitting myself. Wait. Sorry. Let me rephrase. I didn't hit myself. I ran into a steering wheel. That
I'm
also sounds
weird. I'm probably going to cut all of this, but
that's fine.
Where were we in
the
story?
Okay. So basically this guy literally keeps calling me and I was like, no, but I was trying to be nice, but by being mean, but flirty mean, but mean pretty much
it
just
works.
Being a bitch. And this morning I get a text, or he starts to be like trying to ask me out. And I was like, if you really want to ask me out, like,
wait,
fly to New York.
Does he live here?
No.
Oh.
And so I go, fly to New York if you really want to take me to dinner.
Oh no.
You guys, I've done this before and a man actually did it. And
did you do it?
Ellen was really pissed about it. And because the man ended up having to stay on her couch. But Ellen, oh, it's Ellen's birthday this week. Shout out.
Pew, 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 pew.
Meow, meow. No. So I told this guy to do it. This guy goes into his hairstylist today. Turns out he goes to my hairstylist, who I am best friends with. He sends me a picture of her station. No context. I obviously know it. I've gone to the same hairstylist
like,
for 10 years.
He is stalking me.
I text her and I'm like, what the F? She and I are just texting back and forth, blah, blah, blah. She was like, he literally said he's planning on coming to your show and taking you out to dinner in New York City.
Wait, like this week?
No, thank God. And I am like, what have I done?
I love it. I'm here for the
chaotic
stalker energy that you
attract. I already have the ick. I already have the ick.
I mean, never forget the guy who you had to block because he listened.
He probably still listens. Have you bought merch yet, sir?
Yeah, sir. If you buy merch, we'll reconsider you.
Yeah, I still haven't unblocked
you,
that guy.
You have to buy like a certain number of pieces though. It has to be like three or more, and then like,
and you have to post and tag on the story.
Yeah, and then she'll unblock you.
Yeah, I kind of.
I forgot. Anyways, guys, we think we've had quite enough of an update. But to be fair, we did not do one for what will now be last week's episode. Yeah. So, and not really for Keenan's either. Yeah. So. Here's what the fuck's up with us, and enjoy today's episode, whatever it may be.
Yeah, when you're listening,
we don't know.
Caitlin's probably in Italy, sipping an Aperol Spritz, going through a well-traveled recommendation.
Woo! Yeah, use our code for however many dollars off your first year.
$30.
Is that it?
I'm like 90% sure.
Huh. Should be $90.
For a discount on your first year.
For a discount on your first year, code WTFSUP. And here's the episode.
And scene. Exactly.
Okay, guys.
Chaotic take two.
Chaotic update for the listeners. We have,
this
in
week,
this moment, decided that this is
a hot new bombshell.
A hot new bombshell
has entered the villa.
The villa. We have decided that this is this week's episode. So, maybe we should put this in the beginning. But yeah, so now what you're about to hear, where we say there's going to be an episode and we say this is an intro,
it ain't.
We decided just now that we're giving ourselves a week off for my vacation. So
okay. You've been bamboozled.
You've been bamboozled. Ha ha. You got. But. We also just think we're funny, so we wanted to have a solo episode, and here it is. But I don't know where this is going to be in the episode at this point, but we recorded today with an amazing guest, and we have two amazing guests we're recording with tomorrow.
Both women who are fabulous.
Who I love.
Yeah, and you guys are gonna love it, both of their episodes. So yeah, so stay tuned for that. Part of me is like, should we
do truth or dare?
Oh, we could do that too, but I love how excited you just got.
But okay, Caitlin,
I kind of have to fart.
Oh god. Oh, that was like noisy.
I know. I wonder if they heard it.
God.
I'm definitely gonna cut that.
Yeah, cut that for sure.
Gross.
Okay, Caitlin, truth or dare?
Dare.
That's a bold choice.
Okay, truth. We'll start with truth.
Well, I'm just like, how far can I take it with a dare?
I don't know. Let's see, and then we'll cut it if it's too far.
All right.
I'm scared.
Read us the last drunk text you send.
Oh my god, I actually like have been so good in not really sending drunk texts, which we're proud of. Oh my god, I think it was to.
You don't even have to tell us who it's
to. No, it was to our mutual.
Yes.
Okay, wait, let me see. Well, I always just do like my drunk
go-to.
Nope,
you can't even defend yourself.
No, my drunk go-to is like WYA, like where you at.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'll just like send that with no context. If I send that, that means I am drunk. Well, I wasn't actually drunk by the point he responded.
You were just vibing?
So he responded to my where you at kind of vibe and was like asking about my Saturday night. And this is after like the going out with Keenan and stuff. So I was tired and then I day drank with my friend Francis, which is why I texted him, where you at? And I go, I was day drinking a bit and was meant to go out with my friend who but my friend who I was meeting up with got strep, not from me, lol. Guys, I'm recovering. So I may honestly stay in. I'm exhausted. But I either lost or got my wallet stolen last night. So I need to go to Paul's baby grand potentially to find it. Fuck my life. And then I sent him a picture of me, which I later close friends storied and said, it's me just like in my PJs. I said, I wonder if I showed up in this, if they'd believe I was there last night or if they'd give me my wallet. What's your plan? And he said, you look cute.
Oh, my God.
And then he said his plan. Then we never met up. So holding his funeral. I also gave him a fake ultimatum.
Oh, my God.
Like,
what was it?
I was like, either meet up with me tomorrow night or I'm busy the rest of the week. And then I can't promise I won't have an Italian boyfriend.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that is fair.
That is damn fair.
Okay, your turn. Truth or dare?
Truth.
We know you're not a big fan of physical touch.
Oh, God.
What is your favorite type of physical touch in the bedroom?
Oh. Dad, mom, turn this shit off. In the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
Oh, gosh. Like, am I trying to come?
I believe so. What?
I don't know. I mean, every once in a while you're just vibing, you know? Actually, I like love like neck kisses. That sounds so like.
No, that's good. That's
innocent,
like.
But that's like such a vibe.
No, that's perfect. It doesn't have to be like when I'm fingered right up here in this.
Because I'm like also it is hard to do a bad neck kiss unless you go for a hickey at this age.
Yeah.
Then,
oh my God.
What are you doing?
The first time I got a hickey, it was such a weird situation. It was this guy who's kind of like notorious amongst the people I grew up with. I won't say his name because it's so obvious. Like he goes by his last name. And it's like a very obvious last name. But basically, we were at this Halloween party at Steven Sachs's Halloween party and we're all dressed up and sitting there. It's very like weird, like, end of middle school, early high school energy where everyone's like, are we gonna hook up? Like, you know, like, I don't know. And my friend, I'll just call him Alex because that's his first name, turns to me without any warning. We were not hooking up. We never hooked up. And just starts giving me a hickey. He's like, you've probably never gotten one, right? And I was like, no. And he just goes in on my neck. I was like, this is so weird, because I was like walking around for a week with a hickey, and that's I hadn't even like gotten it properly, and it was uncomfortable, and I did not enjoy it.
Yeah, we all went through that phase where everybody gave each other like arm hickeys.
Hickey is so weird. But but yeah, neck kisses are fun.
Okay, truth or dare?
Truth.
Have you ever interacted with a curved dick?
Yes, I love dick with a little bit of curve.
There you go.
It like hits really well. No, I think the best sex I've ever had was with like a larger end curved penis. It was really nice. I'm a huge fan. I'm not talking like...
She's a banana fan.
Yeah, like, but definitely a banana. Like, it needs to be like a smooth rounding. Like, it can't be a sharp curve.
Can't be a fucking 90 degree angle.
Can't be a...
Jeez. I'm pretty sure the only way it could be that if jagged is if it's broken.
Yeah, I've never tried that.
Although, do you ever really think about...
Almost break the dick. Is that what you were going to say? Different. We were on different wavelengths. I thought we were going to be on the same exact
page. No, I was going to say, do you ever just sit there and think about like how confusing it is?
To have a penis?
Well, I don't understand. I know this is like definitely science 101, but it's like so like squishy. Like a squishy pillow. But then when it's not squishy, it's like could be broken.
No, I was going to say, I thought what you were going to say and what I started thinking about.
Does it have a skeleton?
It's like... Not that either. Jesus Christ. I can't. Does it have a skeleton? That's not even like worded properly as a physics major. I can't breathe.
That was a serious question.
I know it was.
Is it like an amphibian?
Oh my God.
Don't they not have skeletons?
No, it's not like an amphibian. It doesn't have like cartilage in it, like an ear.
I guess so.
Do penises have cartilage or what?
Or what? She's putting that in Google.
Yeah. This search, safe search is off. You might see nudity. Okay, obviously. Yeah, I'm right.
What, it has cartilage?
And there's a bone.
Okay, but like how is there a bone in there? Is it like...
This is a very confusing...
Does the bone like also answer. Grow? I have so many questions. We'll get a doctor.
Oh no, there isn't a penis bone. I'm getting... Why humans have no penis bone? Okay, sorry guys. There's no penis bone, but other animals have penis bones.
Okay, but so how would other it actually species. You know how like some actually break? Is that all cartilage?
It must be.
Wow.
It's made of spongy tissue that fills with blood.
Ew.
This
okay.
is so gross. Penises yeah. are disgusting.
Yeah, we'll cut
but you
that
can definitely you can definitely break a penis. And I will say that I have been movies. Very concerned that I have broken a penis
She's
before.
Just so good, you guys.
No, just not even no, not that at all. But it's like when you're like going and then like all of a sudden it like comes out quickly. So graphic.
She's lost me.
When it yeah, I've really lost her. But when it comes out,
I'm all
like,
about science.
Quickly. And then you're going as if it's still in, but it's like it hasn't quite re-entered. Like it's gone a little too far out. And then you like land on it weirdly. Oy.
It's in limbo.
It's in limbo.
All right.
Is that where we're going to end?
No,
wait,
you've
do
just
we have
me.
Another one? I did two, right?
Yeah.
You've done one. Okay. Truth or dare?
Dare, I guess.
You are such a fucking daredevil.
I know.
Okay.
When I chose truth last time. I felt kind of lame.
I'm going to do something so mean.
Oh, I swear to God.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm making you do it.
If it's something that crosses the line, though.
I need you to do it. Okay. You need to text the guy from this weekend.
No.
Being like, wait, oh, no, so no. When are you thinking of coming to New York? Do it. Because I feel like he'll respond right away. You have
Fuck.
To do it. You have to do it. Sorry, Ellen. This is so fun. More solo episodes of this. Wow.
All right. He had said September. Should I be like, what week in September are you thinking?
Yes, because it's so cringe. Wait. Let me think. Let me look at it. I want to see it. Okay.
This is actually my worst nightmare.
This is so fun.
Ugh.
Okay, okay, better yet. So we're not going to specify the date because, like, that does make you seem creepy. Like, it would have been funnier if, like, there was no specification about anything. But since he sent her a picture of her hairdresser's desk, I either want you to text... you either
should I be like, how are you?
You either need to ask him for a photo of his hair.
No. Oh my god.
Or you need to say, so did you talk about me with like a suggestive smiley?
I could be like, so I guess that means you brought me up.
So were my ears ringing?
Burning.
Burning? Ringing.
Ringing.
Like I have like, what's it called? I don't know. Anyways,
hearing
like,
loss.
Yeah, hearing loss. So were my ears burning or?
I think I need to be like, so I guess you brought me up.
So I'm guessing
you
guys couldn't stop talking about me.
Oh my God. I also forgot my bodega man asked me out today.
Shut up.
That was so weird.
That is so creepy.
Yeah, I have texts. I'll show you later.
So I'm guessing you guys couldn't stop talking about me, ... Am I right?
Oh, my.
And then we're doing a side smiley.
I want to die. This is literally the worst.
I hope you don't actually want to hook up with this guy.
I don't, but I also would like my public name to be...
to not be so...
Do you send it? I have read
not
receipts.
Yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Okay. I'm trying to find the side smiley. Why don't you use it more? It's my favorite. It's so flirty.
Does it look like I've been flirting with anyone?
So I'm guessing you guys couldn't stop talking about me, ... Am I right? And this is the one where it's like the side smile with the eyebrows a little raised.
I literally sent. Could throw up.
Sent. Today at 1543.
Exit.
I exited the building.
God. Okay, while we're waiting for that text, I'll just read you guys the conversation between me and my bodega man. So he's always really nice. Because I get the same thing like all the time.
Mm-hmm. Which bodega is this? Do I know it?
I know it's just one right there, but their wraps are freaking amazing on 10th and 18th. You guys, I don't know how to explain it. Ellen and I, we call it the bodega wrap. You just get like egg, sausage, spinach. So good.
Yum. You're making me hungry.
So he today just hands his phone over the counter, the bodega man. And I was like, what's he doing? So
like
no context. So I put in my phone number because I'm so thrown off. I had also just been on a 6 a.m. flight from Raleigh. Like
you just gave him your phone?
No, like, he gave me his phone. He just handed it to me.
Oh, so you
with
just.
With the numbers open. And I was like, okay.
Whoa.
So I, you know, whatever. And he goes, wow, you really made my day. I miss you already. And I said, thanks for the wrap. And he said, I would like to see you later. And I said, probably not, but I'm sure I'll be in for a wrap soon.
And you're like, remember the wrap. Bring everything back to the wrap.
He then
wrap
goes,
it up.
This is all literally like 9 a.m. He goes, honestly, I miss you. I go, I do have a boyfriend,
but
I hope
we can
be friends.
What are you going to do? You can't go there anymore.
I know I can't go in there anymore. I'm really upset.
This
and he
sucks.
Goes, I go, I do have a boyfriend, but I hope we can be friends. He goes, wow, you really just broke my heart. I go, I'm so
Jesus
sorry.
Jesus Christ, how old is he?
He goes, you know you are my love at first sight. And I go, oh, well, unfortunately.
Where is he from and how old is this
I
man?
Don't
I need
know.
Background.
He's probably like 30s.
But
I don't
is
know,
he
the
like
bodega
is he
man.
Is he American?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I go, which is fine. I love some Europeans. Please hit me up. But
no, but like they're just like not American guys are so much more like a hopeless Russia. Romantic vibe.
Yeah. Well, so know? I go, oh well, unfortunately I've been with my boyfriend since before I met you, which is obviously not true. And he goes, okay.
He's probably listening right now. He's probably a huge fan.
Honestly, well, I don't think he knows my name, but he goes, okay, we're friends. Nice to see you. I go, yes, friends. And he goes, yes, friends. That was our whole conversation.
Well, I'm glad that you set those boundaries in that short span of time. You wrapped it up
I'm
real
gonna,
nice.
Like, I'm looking back at this message that I just had to do for this dare. And you guys, I may pass away.
And,
and
on
we'll
that
end it
note,
there.
If anything comes of it, we'll do a quick update and tag it on to the end of this episode.
Or DM the account and we'll put you on the close friends for what the fuck's
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. If you want to get on our close friends, ooh, that's some VIP shit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then for our next solo episode, let us know what you want us to talk about or if you have any crazy stories about your bodega men.
Yeah.
Or just like
what bodega do you
or
like?
Someone asking you out or if you have ideas for truth or dare questions. Okay.
Bye.
That's a wrap.
Funny.
I couldn't. I did it like 10 times.